Good evening. This is Elizabeth Diamond for the Diamonds Forever 31 30-minute world news update, and this is tonight's news. I have me and Carlos here with me. He's just on standby. Want to say hi, Carlos, and say anything you like?
Hello. How are you doing?
Okay. Well, let's get started. We'll start with the two big stories that I have. And this just these stories came about yesterday. So, have you read any of these yet, Carlos?
I think I just saw the about the Pope.
Oh, okay. Oh, let me, before that, this is reference number 105, pound, 105 pound, if you want to listen to it on the recorded line. And that number is 209-255-1099, pin 883267, pound, reference number 105, pound. Diamonds with an S forever, 31.blogspot.com. Go there. I got these two big stories on there now. Diamonds with an S forever, 31.blogspot.com. Also, Saturday's extended call, Franco Di Nicolo. We're going to look forward to 2014 and more with Franco. We're going to have a really good call. We're going to learn a lot Saturday. So be sure you invite your friends. Franco Di Nicolo is back. And we got other awesome guests coming up. So, and we'll review that more on Saturday. All right, so let's get started with the news. Pope, we're on, here's a Pope story. This is yesterday. Pope removes cardinals in shakeup of Vatican Bank. He removes some cardinals. You ever heard of that, such a thing? Okay. This is Reuters. It was on Reuters paper. Pope Francis shook up the scandal-plagued Vatican Bank on Wednesday, removing four of five cardinals from an oversight body in a break with the clerical financial establishment he inherited from his predecessor. It was his latest move to get to grips with an institution that has often been an embarrassment for the Holy See and which he has vowed to either reform or close. Wow. The four cardinals were removed just 11 months into their five-year terms as commissioners, which began under former Pope Benedict, who resigned last February. The changes came as Francis approached the first anniversary of a pontificate marked by austerity and sobriety, underlined by his decision to give up the papal apartments in favor of a modest suite. The new team includes two cardinals, Toronto's Thomas Christopher Collins and Vienna's Christoph Schönborn, from relatively rich dioceses who have had extensive dealings with financial affairs. Excuse me. Scrolling up here. The others are Archbishop Pietro Parolin, the Vatican's new Secretary of State, who will be elevated to the rank of Cardinal next month, and Santos Abrea Castillo, a Spaniard who is based in Rome and is a close friend of the Pope's. The one holdover was French Cardinal Jean-Louis Turan. The four who were not reconfirmed included the former Secretary of State, Cardinal Tarciso Bertoni. Okay, let's see. Commentators and some church officials blamed him for lax oversight that led to a spate of scandals during Benedict's pontificate, including the leaking of some of the Pope's personal documents by Benedict's butler. Bertoni has defended his record, saying he was the victim of anonymous accusations and rumor mongering. Okay, Cardinal Domenico Callis, no, head of another Vatican financial department that Italian magistrates suspect of financial irregularities and which the Vatican has asked an outside firm to audit, was also removed. And then it goes on to say, Pope could close bank. Whoa. Francis has not ruled out closing the bank, which is formerly known as the Institute for Works of Religion, IOR, if it cannot be reformed. The Cardinals Commission reviews accounts and approves strategy. It acts as a link between the Pope and the Board of Superintendents, which is made up of 5 lay members from around the world. The bank has undergone major changes since the arrival last February of its new president, Ernest von Freiberg, a German. His team has closed many accounts and hired an outside firm, the Promontory Financial Group, to help it meet international standards of transparency drawn up to combat money laundering. An Italian investigation into alleged money laundering at the bank is still in progress. The bank denies the accusations, of course, right? Last month, Moneyval, a monitoring committee of the Council of Europe, said the Vatican had made significant progress in financial reforms, but still risked being used for money laundering unless it strengthened internal controls. Okay. And there's 2 more. So I might as well read it. Last July, IOR Director Paolo Soprani and Deputy Director Massimo Tilli resigned. That was last July. 3 days after the arrest of Monsignor Nunzio Scareno. Scareno, who worked as a senior accountant in the department headed by Calcagno's, one of the cardinals removed and who had close contact with the bank, is currently on trial in Rome on charges of plotting to smuggle 20 million euros in cash into Italy from Switzerland. So there you go. That was just a good overview of even from the beginning of this Pope going into office and before, of what's going on in the Vatican See, which it's a domino that is falling or getting felled by the Pope. Okay. The next story up is, oh boy, here we go, guys. Oh, yeah, the wrong one. This was hit yesterday too. It was in the New Zealand Herald, although it was on the national news on TV. I saw it yesterday. The New Zealand Herald, it was just out yesterday. Men who guard U.S. nuclear arsenal arrested. Now, just a sign of a wonder, another big domino, because, you know, we're going into peace, no war. The U.S. Air Force disclosed on Wednesday that 34 officers entrusted with the world's deadliest weapons have been removed from launch duty for allegedly cheating or tolerating cheating by others on routine proficiency tests. But it says been removed from launch duty. The announcement was a stunning setback for a nuclear missile force already beset by missteps and leadership lapses. Cheating scandal is latest in a series of Air Force nuclear stumbles documented in recent months by the Associated Press, including deliberate violations of safety rules, failures of inspections, breakdowns in training, and evidence that the men and women who operate the missiles from underground command posts are suffering burnout. In October, the commander of the nuclear missile force was fired for engaging in embarrassing behavior, including drunkenness, while leading a U.S. delegation to a nuclear exercise in Russia. A profoundly disappointed Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James, the service's top civilian official, told a hurriedly arranged Pentagon news conference that the alleged cheating at Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, was discovered during a previously announced probe of drug possession by 11 officers at several Air Force bases, including 2 who also are in the nuclear force and suspect of participating in the cheating ring. What are you eating? Sorry. I got a dog eating some stuff he shouldn't have got in. It's wood. Oh, my gosh. Tyson, get that out of your mouth. Oh. Sorry, guys. Get it out of your mouth. Oh, my God. Sorry, you guys. All right. What do you think, Carlos? These 2 stories so far.
Well, we'll see what happens next, and hopefully, you know, something more else will transpire. You know,
yeah.
We need to see some validation with it and see how far this hope will go. You know.
Yeah. To me, those are two of the big dominoes: the nuclear program falling down, which is good because we don't want war anymore. And
right.
It also shows that, you know, the good guys or whoever were in control, and it's coming down. There is not going to be no nuclear weapons or no destroying of the earth, you know?
Right.
And then the Pope with the financial department, because if you don't know, the Vatican is the biggest head of all the financial, the Vatican and London City, London and Washington, D.C. They all have a major part in the government and the financial stuff. Yeah. So you can see the Pope is visibly doing major stuff. He's a good guy, I believe. He's a good guy. Obama, President Obama, people don't think he is, but I've been watching him. I think he is. He's just, you know, can't make it that visible yet. But he's been doing some things, so we'll see. All right, here we go. You sent me this. Did you read this? Another top military man is asking for the people's help. Carlos sent me this.
I didn't read that, no.
Oh. He says, I come in peace. I didn't bring artillery, but I'm pleading with you with tears in my eyes. If you... Okay. Retiring General Mad Dog James Mattis. He's asking everybody to stand up. They're going to have a rally in Washington, May 16th. U.S. Army Colonel Harry G. Riley, retired, who runs the Patriots for America website. Let's see. So there's going
to
be another big stand-up like the truckers we had. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I think something needs to happen soon, because they keep, if you heard about the chemical spill in West Virginia. You know,
oh, yeah, I got that water thing. The water thing?
Right.
What
yes,
are you saying?
Yes, it was in the water in West Virginia in the river. I don't remember which river it was. But they supposedly lifted the ban on people drinking, and people are still saying that their water is still, you know, contaminated. And there's pictures. People have sent pictures in on Facebook. And
really?
Yeah, and the water looks orange. So it's obviously it's still contaminated and not clean. So, and it's heading down towards I think the Ohio River, and it feeds off into the Mississippi. So, you know, this chemical is going to affect a lot of people and a lot of drinking water.
Yes.
So
and so if anybody that doesn't know about it, there was a break. I have a feeling it was done on purpose. You know, in, where was that? In Virginia somewhere, right?
West Virginia, yeah.
Where people haven't had water. No, couldn't take a bath, no water, no shower, no what else? Yeah.
Couldn't drink it. Businesses were closed, you know, so.
Oh, lots of businesses are closed. Now, that just
oh, yeah.
Even the water poisoning can do a lot of damage to one city, but it went into the river, so it's traveling down around there. Yeah. And so this
yeah.
is what I have about that. It says, chilling, undeniable evidence. This may be our, don't fear because it's not going to happen, but chilling, undeniable evidence, this may be our final warning. Mass water poisoning is coming soon and proof that we were warned. So what they're saying here in this article is that what the West Virginia thing, that was their tester, the bad guy's tester, to see how
right.
it would go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we see, too, it sure can cause lots of damage, can't it? And a slowdown.
Yep.
But thanks for bringing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, hopefully this will jolt some people. You know, like why did this happen?
Yeah.
You know, and that they need to investigate this, and hopefully, you know, this investigation will lead them farther into more investigating, more research,
yeah.
and.
Yes, and it will wake people up. It'll be a trigger to wake people up to start researching. Yes. or standing up on the streets.
No, definitely. Yeah. It's now I saw a couple articles. I don't know if they have any valid, if they're valid or not. But supposedly, I think there's oil spill in the Delaware River, and there is supposedly radioactive leakage in, and I don't remember where that state was either. So if both of those articles are true, then that may be a sign, that the cabal is trying to poison our water now.
They're trying, and this may be, they could have done even way bigger stuff than this, but this is little things compared to what they had planned for about this time.
Yeah.
Right? Also, there's lots of stuff going on with the weather, the sunspots, coronal mass ejections. There's a volcano that's been spewing out ash and ruined, I think they said 12,000 crops, some other country besides the USA, I don't remember. California, there's wildfires burning, a big drought there. So lots going on. Oh, and here's other thing that's going on, Obama to visit Pope Francis in the near future. That's interesting, isn't it? They got lots to talk about, don't they? I'm talking about good guy stuff. The White House says that President Barack Obama will meet Pope Francis at some point in the near future. While visiting the Vatican Tuesday, Secretary of State John Kerry indicated that Obama would be making his own trip to the Holy City. Quote, unquote, I know that the Holy Father is anticipating the visit of President Obama here, and the President is looking forward to coming here to meet with him, Kerry said. A White House official didn't knock down the idea of a visit soon, but said there are no plans to announce yet. The President very much looks forward to meeting Pope Francis at some point in the near future, but we don't have any specific travel to announce today, the official said. That's interesting, right? That's pretty chilling. I was thinking when I was reading this, there's been many, many movies out to fool us that Armageddon is here, the end of the world is coming, right? And they talk about the devil and the one that helps the devil, and it's like a president and the Pope standing side by side.
Yeah.
Well, that visit for the President Obama and the Pope standing side by side, not to bring bad, but to bring good. Who knows, right? Maybe they'll announce something. Who knows?
Well, that's an interesting thought because Ariel Sharon died last week.
Oh, yes.
And supposedly, I saw this video, and he's into the Bible, and he's going through all this stuff, and he talked about how this rabbi predicted Ariel Sharon's death and that it would lead to what you're talking about, Obama and the Pope introducing the Antichrist. So take it as
the Antichrist, Well, I'm not saying a bad thing would come out of this meeting. I have to say a good thing because some shows I listened to recently, and I've been hunting for it and searching for it, and I finally found somebody that's saying it. Actually, it was that Mary Woodall that said this, that she heard from all these children she's investigating these years with ETs and stuff, and they tell these children that there is going to be a significant change, an unbelievable change with us and the whole world coming. They don't give no time. We'll get in that later. So look forward to that.
It's going to be interesting. So.
Yeah. Then we have your stories here, and we all know about the Chris Christie scandal, and if they haven't corroborated him with any of the stuff yet, but, his close aide, how could he not know about that or be involved in it, right? So
he's a politician.
Yeah, that's still going. And then I have a... Here's some things on the hemp stuff. It says, is industrial hemp the ultimate energy crop? Do you know the U.S. first president, George Washington, grew hemp? By the way, did you know that the U.S. government corporation owns all the patents on medical cannabis cures and treatments? Hemp is one of the ultimate renewable resources of our planet. From paper to fabric to biofuel to medicine, 60 ways to use your hemp, and another article of interest in the hemp arena. Wow. See, I knew there was major stuff hemp could be used for. and I have proof here tonight. And I have another article. I just want to read that list here. I'll put a blog of that on. I think I did a blog already. Okay, where is it? There was 10 ways. Sorry, guys.
There's a couple of states that are considering legalizing it. I don't remember what states they were, but hemp, marijuana, you know.
There's some already.
Came out, you know, since Colorado came out. And
can't. Yeah, there's some, they're selling it, and there's a, I have it on my blog. There, everybody's developing businesses in it and everything. Okay, cannabis or hemp or pot or marijuana. Here's a list. Cannabis stops cancer growth, reduces neurological impairment, relaxes muscles, antispasmodic, prevents migraines, treats glaucoma, treats ADD and ADHD, reduces IBS, Crohn's disease, cures epilepsy, cures, prevents Alzheimer's, treats PMS, antipsychotic, makes biodegradable plastic, makes paper, makes fuel, solvents, lubricants, makes industrial textiles, makes consumer textiles, makes building materials, could end deforestation, could end dependence on oil, gas, and coal, can be grown almost anywhere. Still wondering why it's illegal? Wow, we got our answer, didn't we? They had to take that down. They had to take it down, or they couldn't do their New World Order thing, you know, their controlling matrix. Wow, that's interesting, guys. And look at how much brainwashing they did on marijuana to us, pot. Oh, my God, da-da-da-da. There's even a brainwashing, multidimensional brainwashing on that over us. Just, you know it when you think of it, when you talk, when somebody says, talks about it, feel how you feel inside. You know, you feel that brainwashing like, oh my God, it's a drug.
Yeah,
and then just,
funny that,
yep, go ahead.
I'm just saying it's funny that they've used it for so many years and then all of a sudden, urch. Come to a screeching halt when we start using oil-based products. So you know,
yeah,
there's got to be something to it when you make something illegal. You know?
Absolutely.
So.
Well, we proved that one. We just,
yep.
We've been searching for that for a while, haven't we, Carlos? I started bringing those cannabis stories, hemp stories in probably, I don't know, 7-8 months ago.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yep, there's a lot of people. One article said that California moms who has a kid who has seizures is moving to Colorado because it's been proven that it lessens the seizures. So in their child. So yeah.
So it's a big pharmaceutical thing too, and I mean it's an all-in-all one plant. Look what God provides us with, and it can grow about anywhere.
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Easy. It's easy to cultivate. Easy to, you know, easy to harvest. It's not hard, and it grows. You know, it's really abundant. You know, I mean, just here on where I live, the birds eat the seeds. The birds poop the seeds, and before you know it, you have a big patch of marijuana. Now it's not the kind of marijuana that you probably get at, you know, someone who does the real cultivating of it and, you know, mixing and splicing, but it can be grown really quickly and it can be harvested and, you know.
Yeah.
And we won't have to tear down trees and we won't have to grow cotton.
Okay, and then we know how to smoke it too. So let's talk about that. You know, if you smoke it, I mean, I smoked pot in my lifetime. For a long time. But when you smoke it, I mean, I'm just thinking from when I, wouldn't that like, it just kind of put you in a meditative stage, right? And just like a deep thinking state?
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
I would imagine, yes.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, okay, well, if God put that on the earth, that plant on earth, and it's so good for everything, but then, you know, you think, and we've been brainwashed, but it's a drug, you know, and you drug it. But what purpose would that be made for, the real purpose? And I'm just thinking, huh, maybe just to help us sit down, relax, meditate, and go inside ourselves just to grow, you know, I don't know, as a spirit being?
Have you ever heard of Kathy O'Brien?
Uh-uh.
Okay, Kathy O'Brien was, she wrote a couple of books, but she was a mind control victim. She was in the part of the MK Ultra. And she said one of the things that, as a being a mind control slave, what they couldn't do was smoke pot. They could take other drugs, and that would, you know, that would keep that compartmentalization, you know, intact. But if they started smoking pot, all those walls would start coming down, and they weren't allowed to smoke pot. So.
Ah, so it's a medicinal somewhere there.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, and that's why this is another way of, you know, controlling the people. You know, they don't want them to, you know, tear down those walls in their mind because they built that wall up. They programmed this, and those programs would just go when you smoke marijuana or do ayahuasca.
It's becoming legal now, and look, and a lot of people are buying it. I watched a story on the news. People from different states are coming to buy it at this shop. You know, one guy says, this is the first time I was able to buy pot, my very first time legally. but imagine smoking that pot, taking those programs down that we've been brainwashed. Wow.
Right.
This is bigger than we thought.
It doesn't make you think.
So it's a part of our awakening up.
Right.
Wow. Interesting. Well, very good. Okay, well, guys, that's the 30-minute world news. Anything else to add, Carlos?
I don't think so, no.
I think we did a good job, some big stories, and even some good stuff. So we'll see you on Saturday for Franco Di Nicolo. Again, the 209-255-1099 for the recording, and it's available as soon as we hang up. It's reference number 105. And the pin, you know the pin, 883267 pound. Dial that pin and then the reference number, 105 pound. All right, we'll see you Saturday, 1 p.m. Central for Franco Di Nicolo. Love you guys.